This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robison.
Clinton was the latest man, he could never get his fill. Had himself a wife and kid room at that old motel. All messed up, need me to leave right now and come and pick you up. I'm in Oklahoma, it's too hot to move. I tried you back and couldn't get through.
He's the talk down in the rain. He's the gamble, he's the risk. Sometimes it's just easier when you got less to lose. It's gotta be something better than this.
Everywhere I go, there's diamonds, diamonds. Watch where you step, there's copper heads too.
Sometimes the answer is hiding.
Ballad of a stranger, just passing through. Mistake, new romance and Sunday cake. Hotel lobby with revolving doors, and that lonesome feeling like I'd been there before.
He's a river, he's a lake. It was never his heart to break. Standing in the rain, making laughter out of pain, wondering how the hell I'm gonna get.
And everywhere I go, there's diamonds, diamonds.
Watch where you step, there's copper heads too.
Sometimes the answer is hiding. Ballad of a stranger, just passing through.
Whoa, fantastic stuff starting off Tell the Band to Go Home. Today, this is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, hanging out weekly in my basement, talking to you on the radio. We are pre-recorded, as always, and will be for the foreseeable future, I'm afraid. Looks like it won't even be possible to come into the station until September, if you can believe that. But, you know, we'll persevere. I know some of you hate the pre-records, but get over it. I work just as hard on these shows. In fact, harder, because sometimes when I have the live show, I just kind of show up and wing it. These shows, I actually spend a little time planning. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the downfall. Maybe that's what people don't like. Well, I guess we'll find out today, because I don't really have a lot planned today. There's not a lot of new music to go with, and not a lot happening on the streams, so we'll be doing a certain amount of making it up as we go along today, for sure, just like old times. Only difference is you can't make requests to help me out, you can't call me up. You can always email me, jeff@telltheband2gohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson, here live in my jammies, also Jeff Robson, and thanks for being out there. I hope you're keeping well and keeping safe and somehow keeping sane and enjoying some great music. We kicked it off with something from Scott Nolan. Scott Nolan, what the hell? I thought we were friends. How have you been sitting on a duet with Carrie Latimer for years and haven't given it to me until now? What the actual hell? I don't get it. That was stellar. That was a leftover from the Montgomery El Dorado sessions. Why that wouldn't get released until now, I can't fathom, because it's so great. But you can get it on the Bandcamp now. Go to the Bandcamp, scottnolan.bandcamp.com. There's a whole bunch of stuff up there, and there's some great, great stuff there. Just waiting for you. We played you one, was it last week we played you that Black Diamond Lullaby? What a song, holy cow. In fact, why don't we play one more from these Bandcamp things, because there's so much cool stuff, including some live recordings. Ooh, that's really long. Maybe not that one. Including some live stuff recorded at the West End Cultural Center with a killer band. Well, that one's pretty long, too. Who cares? Who cares, right? We got time. Remember that great show that Scott did at the West End a while back with William Prince? And it was a killer band. It was Joe, of course, on drums and vocals. Kevin McLean playing keyboards. William Prince playing the guitar and singing along. Ashley Au, Wizard of the Bass. And Damon Mitchell. And I hope that there's more songs to come from that show, because that was a hell of a show. And, let's play one from that. This one is a touching tribute to a friend from the old neighborhood, who I don't think I ever knew, but we certainly must have been. In the same place at the same time, a time or two. Anyway, here's a beauty called Morning on the Mountaintop, live at the West End. Check it out on Bandcamp. This is Tell the Band to Go Home.
So I wrote this for Orlean Sellers, called Morning on the Mountaintop. Why'd you have to leave so soon without saying goodnight? So many broken hearts, so right, all right, all right. Songs of mercy, songs of joy. She who brought the light, buffalo heart medicine. All right, all right, all right. My love is mountains as much as the sea. And this is right where I want to be. She whose name is in the wind. Spirit's free to let love in. Face where the light gets in. All right, all right, all right. Cause love is like a memory to which we hold on tight, where everything is everything. All right, all right, all right. My love is a mountain much as to see. This is right where I want to be. She whose name is in the wind. Spirit's free. This is right where I want to be. She whose name is in the wind.
spirits free to let love in.
Kamen Mitchell on electric guitar. Kevin McLean behind him on the organ. The only drummer I've ever played with in my career, Miss Joanna Miller on the drums and the vocals. My wife and the love of my life, Rachel Searle Hoogstraten on backing vocals. My very dear friend, Robert Zapperzan, you might know him as Zap.
we always do. We
Surprise, surprise, the new Jason Isbell record is outstanding, and it's out now, just came out the other day. Bit of a weird time to be releasing a record, but he was saying he did a live stream the other night with Amanda from this new venue in Nashville, the Brooklyn Bowl, and it had never been used before. They christened the thing with this show with nobody at it. And it looked like an amazing place, but... So they played that whole record and talked a lot about, you know, the songs and where they came from and stuff. It was really cool. And he was saying, like, you know, a lot of people are pushing back the records. And he said, well, it just wouldn't seem right to make this record that you're super proud of and then push it back for a year and just sit on it. And he also said, you know, the songs feel current and relevant now, but would they necessarily in a year? Who knows? So he just said, no, we got to do it. We got to put it out. Hopefully the songs will go out there and do their job. And then once, you know, we're able to, we'll go out there and play the songs for people. And hopefully they'll still want to hear them. And I know that I sure would. That is a killer song, Overseas. The album is Reunions, and it's got many, many such killer songs on it. Highly, highly recommended you look that up. Before that, something from, I don't know, perhaps the most disappointing man in the world to me. I don't know. His first couple of records I loved so much. And then he just got weird. And I've never really found the love again. He's got some great stuff. I like that new one, We'll Make It Through, from Ray LaMontagne. I bought this Ray record from McNally. It was in the sale bin. And I thought I'd found the bargain of the year. It was like this beautiful, clear vinyl thing. It's in this sleeve, and each song has like a poster with a picture and the lyrics on it, and it's a really neat package and a beautiful vinyl record, but man, is it boring. Anybody wants to make me an offer on that thing? Oh boy, I don't know if I'll ever listen to it again. Sure looks nice though. We also heard something in there from Scott Nolan from Bandcamp, and just go to scottnolan.bandcamp.com. There's all kinds of good stuff up there, and it looks like he's going to be adding more. So we heard Morning on the Mountaintop there, recorded live at the West End. What a stellar solo from Damon Mitchell, as always. Oh, so good. So good. Yeah. All right. So speaking of stuff that's out on Bandcamp, couple of new things snuck out on the Bandcamp this week. One that's it's currently out. It was weird because it was originally scheduled to come out in May. They pushed the release date back to August, and then I don't know whether somebody forgot to push a button or what, but I pre-ordered it. I saw the alert in Bandcamp, hey, this new record is out, go get it. And I looked at it and the record was there, but then when I went to download it later on, it wasn't there, and it looks like maybe it's now there again. I don't really know what's going on, but it's currently, as I'm recording this, it's on Bandcamp, and you should go get it. It's the new record from Chuck Prophet called The Land That Time Forgot, and I haven't listened to the whole thing, but I'm sure it's going to be great. And there's a new single that we'll play in a minute called Willy and Nilly. But the other thing that finally is seeing the light of day, I've been listening to this album religiously for over a year now, and man oh man, it might be my favorite thing to listen to of them all these days, and you can finally get it on the Bandcamp, and I really, really encourage you to do so. I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, playing your tracks. There's so many more great tracks on it. We're going to play a couple from it. We're going to play a mellower thing and a real rocking thing. And hopefully they'll encourage you to go get it. I'm going to try to get some CDs sent to me so that I can sell you a CD. That's what I really want to do. I'm going to look into that, see if I can do that. It's the brand new record from Ben Delacour. It's produced right here in Winnipeg by Scott Nolan and a stellar cast of supporting players. It's an amazing thing. Here's the title track. It's called Shadowland. I urge you to go check it out on Bandcamp. And man, oh man, is it great.
It's an empty world. It's getting emptier every day. I tried to hold you, but you slipped away. Without you here, I just don't know who I am. I'm just a stranger in this shadow land. I can't get to sleep, the room looks all wrong. The revolutionary suicide jazz band plays all night long. Another lonesome satellite, another grain of sand. I'm just a stranger in this shadow land. There's high weirdness in the valley, the mules kicking in the saw. They're lining the poets in the truck stop queens up against the factory wall. I bet you never thought that things would get so out of hand. You're just a stranger in this shadowland. The times have changed, that keeps turning. It keeps turning till it falls apart. All the parts you've been learning, one day gonna break your heart. God's hiding in the bushes. Bushes are on fire. We're all waiting for him to show, but it's coming down to the wire. We followed his instructions as best we know and can, but we're just strangers in this shadowland. It's an empty world, it's getting emptier every day. The more I talk, the less I have to say. The more I listen, the less I understand. I'm just a stranger in this shadowland.
Okay.
was dancing at the basement lounge.
Hi, this is Chuck Prophet. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio, Manitoba. Manitoba. Willie and Nilly had a stereo. Willie built that beautiful thing. They crank Metallica up real loud, jump around the room and sing. Sing from their hearts, from their throats, sing at the top of their lungs. Tell the neighbors on all sides, complain to the cops who'd never come. They'd be singing, love me like I wanna be loved. Love me like I wanna be loved. Singing, love me like I wanna be loved. Love me like I wanna be loved. Love me like I wanna be loved. They drank all night and they slept all day in that Polk Street SRO. When the sun went down, they crushed some ice, ordered Chinese to go. And turned that stereo again real loud, singing at the top of their lungs. Tell the neighbors got the broomsticks out, called the cops who'd never come. They'd be singing, love me like I wanna be loved. Love me like I wanna be loved. Singing, love me like I wanna be loved. Love me like I wanna be loved. Love me like I wanna be loved. Said I had a body once, Willie, you have no idea. I can make a grown man bark all night, anytime, anywhere. Willie said I had a lion's mane, now I sing at the top of my lungs. Tell the neighbors get the broomsticks out and the cops all sing along. They be singing, love me like I wanna be loved. Love me like I wanna be loved. Singing, love me like I wanna be loved. Love me like I wanna be loved. Love me like I wanna be loved.
Break over you, let it ease your pain. fell asleep in someone's arms, and there were babies that fell asleep in yours. Nobody gets to choose a thousand ways we can break a rainy afternoon. They ruin the plans we make, but when your lover comes, please don't make them wait. They will lead the way.
Nobody to hear my song. I'm just humming to myself.
Something new from Paul Kelly there. Song's 100 years old, but he put a new spin on it a while ago and just released it. If you're looking for something entertaining, check out the video for that song on the YouTube. Paul, he's like 70 years old now or something, but you see him jumping fences and playing football with himself. It's pretty entertaining, so I encourage you to check that out. It's pretty great. That's called Hummin' to Myself. Before that, something new from, what do you know, Alex Deason. Still on a roll, these new songs. I think they're pretty fantastic. We heard Wherever We Go. Before that, something absolutely stellar from Chuck Prophet. Man, this record, he is hitting his peak again, I think. The record is called The Land That Time Forgot. We heard Willy and Nilly. And a couple before that from Ben Delacour from his amazing new record, Shadowland. We heard Basin Lounge and Shadowland. And man, I'll forever think of Ben and Alex playing at the Times Changed Sunday Jam, playing Basin Lounge, just absolutely rocking out. Patrick Alexander, I think, was on bass. I don't know, maybe Dwayne Duick helped out. I can't really remember, but... Man, they were good. Good stuff. Getting close to the top of the hour. Let's try to fit in a couple new things. I was just reading this really interesting article that Gail sent me about the new Steve Earle record. Do you know what it's called? Ghosts of West Virginia. And it's based on this documentary play thing that he wrote. The music for, and it's got these stories about this, coal mining disaster. And it's sounds like it's going to be a great, great record. And, we'll play you one more off of that and then we'll see what else we have time for. So how about this one? This one's called Union God and Country on Tell a Band to Go Home. Brand new Steve Earle and the Dukes.
Well, I quit drinking yesterday. I left my job down at the pay and say, I ain't gonna let them have my day. Well, I'm too young to be their sway. I married Georgia back in May. Got two and one more on the way. I figure I'll give myself a break. I don't care what her daddy say. 25 and wasting time. Ain't never been outside of this county line. Hey, I'm gonna be here till I die. I'll meet you on that by and by.
Spell my name, and I'm trying to dodge a little bit of heartache. So if it's all the same, I'm loading out, my line is drawn, I'm headed home, watch me get gone. Well, I wanna be a bottle on the top shelf, covered up in dust. Now they won't be able to afford me, they won't have enough. Don't want to be bought, don't want to be sold. Don't want to be talked down to, don't want to be owned. Bartender's looking at me sideways. Guess I don't act right. But I've been tipping like a canoe, smiling all damn night. I guess I'll quit and just walk away. I don't need this shit. Have a good day. Well, I'm playing for a fool in a bar. Stubborn as my death. He's yelling, sing another David Allen Coe song, but I ain't sang one yet. Well, I'm loading out, my line
letters on the marquee, they can't spell my name. And I'm trying to dodge a little bit of heartache, so if it's all the same, well, I'm loading out. My line is drawn, I'm headed home, watch me get gone.
Vincent Neil Emerson is that cat's name. I think Dietmar posted about that record a little while ago, and it's fantastic. Man, it sounds like it's pretty much tailor-made for Boots and Saddle on CKUW, Tuesdays 11 to 1. I don't know if I've heard it on there, actually. It's been nice, you know, not having to, like, go to work, so I can listen to Boots and Saddle. I can listen to Cretan Radio every Friday from 9 to 11. So much good stuff. And actually, I tuned in early for Cretan Radio this past week, and there was this really great Australian show hosted by a guy who sounded like he's more from New Zealand, playing all this garage and punk stuff before Cretan Rob. It was fantastic. I got to remember to tune in early again this week, Fridays here on UMFM. All kinds of good stuff here. A lot of interesting fill-in shows on the station these days, so make sure you check it out, because you never know whether it's the show that you're usually hearing or something different. And there have been some cool new/different shows on, what was that other one I heard the other day? I don't know, I can't remember. The album from Vincent Neil Emerson is Fried Chicken and Evil Women, two of my favorite things. We heard Letters on the Marquee and 25 and Wasting Time, which just happened to mention Justin Townes Earl. We heard his daddy, Steve Earl, and the Dukes before that from the new record Ghosts of West Virginia. So Steve, I was telling you about this article. Thank you, Gail, for sending me that article. Really interesting. Steve does yoga every morning before anything else, before coffee, before anything else. He does yoga. Can you imagine Steve Earl doing yoga? And then he spends most of his time with his kid or writing his book. And man, we need that book finished, because how interesting would the authorized life story of Steve Earle be? Get that done, Steve. We got to take a break. We'll come back with some more Tell the Band to Go Home. Stay safe. Go wash your hands. And come right back. We'll be back with you.